It was that?
Just somewhere near perfect.
Excellent.
Insofar as there wasn't any Toby Keith on the radio. And I'm developing an unhealthy obsession with Toby Keith.
I've seen more Toby Keith videos since during Tim's visit than I actually ever have.
It's not an ironic thing. Let me tell you now, this isn't me being ironic. I'm developing a genuine, deep-seated love for the Toby. And I'm not sure Toby and I would get on if we met. I think he'd consider me a European fop.
I could see that happening.
And that would be really sad. And yeah. I guess I'm not really lined up to meet the Toby anytime soon. So it's a problem that I don't really have to deal with.
Right. But theoretically... But
in my mind, it's a worry. Because yeah. Like, if I saw Toby, I'd really want to talk to him. But he'd consider me questionable, I think.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe yeah. I would consider some of his opinions, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know what Toby Keith's opinions are. But I worry that
he probably wouldn't like you.
I worry that he and I wouldn't see eye to eye. And that's not just because he's kind of 7.5 feet tall. And I'm sadly not 7.5 feet tall. But he'd look down on me in more ways than one.
Yes,
nevertheless, the Toby is kind of a hero of mine now.
It is.
Life's a constant struggle, Molly.
It is indeed.
What am I going to do with a Toby obsession that I can never consummate?
You can't really manifest back in your native land.
No, I don't know that he's coming to the UK anytime soon. I hope he will.
I hope for your sake he will as well.
Even then, what happened if I ran into him in the pub? Like, he might do that thing where, you know, some Americans aren't really very good at the pub. They go and sit at a table and expect to be served.
Right.
And sometimes we see them, you know, in London. And we watch, and we have little arguments amongst ourselves. So, like, you know, I tend to say, look, let's go and be their friends and tell them that really they have to go up to the bar because they can sit there all day and nobody behind the bar is going to come and help them. And then my mean friend Pete is a different Pete from the great Pete who I was being told about in the Country Music Hall of Fame. My good friend Pete, he really likes to leave them to stew and watch them get really sad and upset while they can't have beer because they're expecting a waitress to come and help them. Maybe Toby would be one of those. But perhaps Toby would have a lackey.
Do you reckon? Someone to fetch his beer for him.
Right. I don't reckon Toby goes to the bar very much. Even, you know, notwithstanding the whole waitress, non-waitress issue.
Right.
I think Toby probably has people to look after his whole beer consumption
thing. Probably.
I like to think so.
Yeah. I could see it happening.
But I'd like to see him in a pub called the Wenlock Arms, up London, eating the fantastic black pudding sandwiches that they serve you there. Really, they're kind of 2 inches thick.
Yeah.
And with just huge lumps of fried blood pudding. I reckon Toby would go for that. Me and Toby. He might not like the smoky atmosphere, though. I don't know. Does Toby smoke? I've never seen him smoke.
I don't know. He sings about it. I noticed that. Something about cigarettes was mentioned.
Was it?
In one of the videos we watched. But I don't know.
No, well, that's good. He'd like it up the Wenlock, because it's kind of smoky up there.
Well, we'll continue this conversation.
I'm just... sorry, I've got this great picture of Toby Keith in the Wenlock. He'd be like half the size of the entire pub. It would be fantastic. It would be great. And he could eat black pudding with us and drink like really obscure British microbrew ales. And I think he'd probably be more into American light beer, though. But
it's
lots
possible.
Of it. They don't really do that at the Wenlock.
No.
That's a problem as well. Molly, life's a constant struggle, you see?
It is.
These are the issues I have to wrestle with on a daily basis. Perhaps it's better if Toby doesn't come to England. Maybe I'll better come to America and see him.
Maybe. Maybe you just have to come back, Tim. I think that's the moral. Oops.
Is that an invitation?
It is, of course.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Of course.
Actually, I am really happy about that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I'm going to suck all the vinyl records out of America, eventually.
You're going to do some more of that this afternoon, I think.
Oh, it's all going to go so badly wrong.
Yeah.
They're not going to let me on the plane.
Well, with your nice orange bag, I think
I've
you'll be fine.
I've got a nice orange bag, but some of the vinyl inside it's a little questionable.
Yeah,